For Rosemary Gladstar, growing up as a post-war farm girl, herbs and herbal medicine were a part of daily life. Later, as members of her generation sought a return to nature, she opened a retail shop, Rosemary's Garden, in downtown Sebastopol, and founded the California School of Herbal Studies in Forestville, both of which are still going, albeit without her. But from her current home in Vermont, Rosemary is pleased to see a new generation turning to a similar path.
There's a pull to return to some of these things that made us feel good about what we did and were healthier for us. So do-it-yourself herbalism and taking a bit more control about our health is part of that movement.
They are part of the reason for Gladstar's most recent book, Medicinal Herbs, A Beginner's Guide, which begins on familiar ground for just about everyone, the kitchen.
People say, I don't even know where to start to be an herbalist. I said, well, do you cook? If they say yes, I say, do you use herbs and spices? If they say yes, I say, well, you already are an herbalist because you're using them. You may not be using them in medicinal ways, but you're using the medicinal plant.
In fact, she says, such culinary mainstays as garlic, basil, and, for namesake, became common in the kitchen because of their medicinal properties. And the same is true for many more exotic spices.
When you taste those herbs by themselves, they're very pungent and bitter, and they're not really what you'd call taste-good herbs at all. The real reason they were added was because they're all anti-inflammatory and antimicrobial. In hot areas where there's a lot of microbes and bacteria, herbs like turmeric and cumin and the curry blends and cayennes, of course, all of those help disinfect the food and also help the body fight off microbes and bacteria.
Full of colorful photographs and concise descriptions, along with easy-to-follow recipes and instructions, Gladstar's new book focuses on just 33 basic, often familiar herbs and spices.
If you can become familiar with 10 herbs and you really learn those herbs well, it's better than knowing 40 herbs. You know, it's better to be the type of herbalist or plant person who knows 40 uses of one plant than one use of 40 plants.
The short list she writes about includes many plants that are familiar to backyard gardeners, including several generally regarded as weeds.
The tenacity of a lot of our weeds, that's one of their potent forces. They can survive anything. They can survive a huge amount of water that Sonoma County gets or the drought that it's been in. Those weedy species oftentimes transfer that tenacity into their medicine. They make people feel very grounded. They make us be more tenacious. And some of that is not just symbolic. It's because they have huge concentrations of nutrients and vitamins and minerals and trace minerals that are utilized by our bodies.
Of course, not all the herbs Gladstar writes about are ready volunteers, but most can be easily cultivated. And she's a strong advocate for growing your own.
So much of what happens between people and plants is that actual interaction. If you can get people to know their plants in the deepest way, there's something magical that happens that goes beyond the health and the healing aspects of making tinctures and making tablets. And I think it's partly why herbalism has been around since the beginning of time, is because the plants themselves are such powerful teachers. They're spiritual, and they take us to the deepest places in ourselves. So if you can get people growing the plants, it's not just about using them as medicine. It's about this interaction that's ancient that we have with the plants.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.